In terms of the Daredevil series, it's kind of interesting that you, David Mack, and Bendis have all, you guys are buddies, and you all played a role in, I don't want to say re-legitimizing Daredevil, because, I mean, Frank Miller was the guy that really, like, re-legitimized Daredevil, but you guys gave him this new, this added pulp and this added flavor to make him more pertinent with this generation, so to speak. So do you feel like, but you guys playing a role in getting people more interested in the character than they were before?
Well, that would definitely be David and Brian. Like, I only kind of, I barely touched the newer Daredevil, meaning like in the 2000s.
Yeah, like Fall from Grace was before that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and during the 90s, I did some inking on, I think it was called Fall from Grace.
Yeah, Scott McDaniel.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I don't want to take credit for any of the you know, what's going on. But, I mean, Brian and David were definitely part of that new insurgence that happened, you know, during the 2000s, especially Brian. You know, writing it for so long, and David brought to it kind of brought back the old arty year stuff that Miller, Mazzucchelli, and Lynn Varley were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Lynn Varley. I'm sorry, Lynn didn't actually work on Daredevil. I was thinking of, you know, Frank. And yeah, it's a point of pride to watch that show and realize, like, wow, that looks like Alex Maleev's drawing, you know, shot. And, you know, that character is something, that character thing was something that Brian created. You know, it feels really good to watch that. And all my friends had a big impact on it. The whole community has had an impact on it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think our love for this genre, you know, people would look at like San Diego Comic-Con and kind of laugh at it and then started to laugh along with it and then became part of it. You know, and I think a lot of that had to do with everybody's love for this material.